I'm wondering if the number of people that stay in difficult relationships, friendships, familyships, tribeships. I wonder if the people who stay in them, even when their values change, or when they're being abused, or when they feel they can't express themselves, I wonder if those are the people that are having the most depression and anxiety. And sometimes it's both people in their relationship. They're both triggering each other. It's both people. It's not about pointing the finger who's worse than the other. Both people are having a difficult time. They needed more time to figure out who they were before they got into a relationship that wasn't going to work. And it's okay to keep our heart open to everyone simultaneously while being in a relationship, other friendships, familyships, tribeships. It's okay to be open to everyone all at once. That's what we all need, instead of cornering ourselves into a clique or a relationship or a bestie or a tribe. We're all part of the tribe. It's just one big tribe. I was thinking when I was talking to Thomas last night that we have our, you know, our community tribe, like our neighbors, and then we have like our family tribe, or no. I was talking about our communities, and I was thinking, okay, we have family community, neighbor community, tribe community, and then that kind of just like, that kind of narrows it all down, or kind of like puts everything in a box, but then it kind of doesn't, because the umbrella is community, and the point is that it's all community, it's all the tribe. It's just, they came from different places, you met them at different times in your lives. Family, that's family. Neighbors, that's the people directly right around you. Your tribe, it's the people that you're really hanging out with and vibing with. But they're all community. One big umbrella of community. There's no need to label anything one way or another. And that's the same thing when it comes to marriages. The affair or the marriage. I mean, even just the marriage is an example of like, okay, the marriage means two people together forever. And affair means another thing, all these terms to go with it. And it's like, listen, it's all just people loving each other. It doesn't have to be forever with this one person. It can be forever with that person. But it doesn't have to be just that person. This person's going to love a lot of people in their life. They're going to still love exes, if they have any. They're going to still love all of their friends they've been friends with over their lifetime. They're going to still love all the people that are related to them or have passed away, whether that's family or friends or strangers that we know of. We know of their existence. The love is always going to be there for all these people. And if we finally realize that, we would understand why, oh, we're grieving. We're grieving the loss of that friendship, the loss of that relationship, because we still love that person, those people. It's okay. That is so natural. That's so natural. And that's what Thomas has been trying to tell me all this time. It's natural to keep loving everyone. Everyone we've ever met. They've all affected us somehow. They've all had an impact somehow. And we can love them all. All at once.